Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Fall 2020 Newsletter. COVID-19 Heroes. There are many heroes that emerged during the COVID-19 pandemic. Of these heroes, many are obvious and some are not. We would like to highlight the heroes of Lansing's Braille and Talking Book Library. Their dedication to providing audiobooks for our patrons during this precarious time knew no bounds. Working with limited staff and hours, the Lansing team was able to take the requests you provided us by phone and send them out in short order. Considering that Lansing is responsible for physically sending out audiobooks to all the patrons who live in Michigan, this was truly an amazing effort on their part. On behalf of our staff at the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL, and all our patrons, thank you, Braille and Talking Book Library staff. You are the best. Streamlining audiobook services. The Lansing Braille and Talking Book Library, our parent library, has sent out several informational announcements regarding the new software system that has been implemented over the spring. One of the features Lansing has initiated is placing multiple audiobooks on one cartridge. Rather than dealing with many audiobook cartridges and containers, the new system automatically puts several books on one cartridge. It is easy to go from one book to another. As soon as one book is finished, just press the play, which is the green rectangular button that is in the middle of the bottom row of your player, and the next book will continue. An announcement at the beginning of each cartridge will provide instructions. The instructions also include how to skip books if you do not want to listen to that particular book at that time. Please call us if you have questions at 586-286-1580. Bard. There's that word again, bard. Many of you may have heard it during the COVID-19 situation when our library and Lansing's library encouraged patrons to sign up for BARD. So, what is BARD? BARD stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download. This website allows patrons to download audiobooks from our service at home. A family member or friend can do this for you if you are unable to do so. All a person needs are a computer, access to the internet, and a flash drive. Once the audiobook is loaded onto the flash drive, you can play the book on your player by attaching the flash drive in the USB port that is on the right side of your player. As an alternative, a patron can use the BARD mobile app to download audiobooks directly to a personal device such as an iPad, Kindle Fire, iPhone, Android, or tablet. You would then listen to your book on your device. For more information on BARD, you can call us at 586-286-1580 or view our website at cmpl.org/mlbph and click on the BARD link. Reader recommendations. Dolores Bodery recommends Us Against You by Frederick Bachman. The citizens of a small Swedish town are heartbroken to learn their local hockey team will soon be disbanded. Former players who now play for a team from a neighboring town rub salt in the wound. Sequel to Bear Town. Some violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Dolores says, Bachman is a marvelous writer. Even if you don't like hockey, you will like this. You may want to read Bear Town first, although Dolores says she really liked Us Against You. Us Against You, DB 92112. And Bear Town, DB 88118. Alice Radcliffe recommends Child of the Sea by Elizabeth Whitney Williams, memoir of the first lighthouse keeper of Michigan. She tells of growing up among the Mormons of Beaver Island during the 19th century and John Strang's rule over this Mormon community. Alice says this is a fabulous story. The author makes you feel as if you are right there with her. DBC 05918. The book, Child of the Sea. Zena Sadek recommends two Danielle Steele books. The first is In His Father's Footsteps. Max, the son of two concentration camp survivors, was determined to live a life of wealth and success, creating his own version of the perfect American family. When things don't go according to his plans, Max struggles to set an example for his own children. Zena says this book takes a look at America as a melting pot. You empathize with the characters' feelings based on experiences during World War II. DB 92316. The book, In His Father's Footsteps. Zena also recommends Loving. Bettina Daniels, the lovely 19-year-old daughter of a successful but imprudent author, has everything her father's money can buy. After he dies, leaving her penniless, she samples four husbands in her search for the love she has never known. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. Zena mentions that this is a good story. It is sad what the character goes through, and you will want to see how she survives her situation. DB 33850. The book, Loving. Lawrence Robbins recommends Strange Tales of World Travel by Gina Gale. Married couple share 50 stories of their own and others' unusual travel experiences around the world. In Shark Repellent, a tour guide recounts how a tourist drove off a charging lemon shark. In Too Close for Comfort, Gina describes an encounter with mountain gorillas in Rwanda. Lawrence says this is a good book with 50 short stories of interesting tales from Africa to Iceland to Australia that readers will enjoy. DB 95097. The book, Strange Tales of World Travel. Rita Taylor recommends two books. The first book is Uncommon Friends, Life with Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Harvey Firestone, Alexis Carroll, and Charles Lindbergh by James D. Newton. Portrayal of five great men with whom the author shared special friendships and common visions. Newton draws upon diary entries, letters, and personal memories to focus on the spiritual and humanistic values they shared. Rita mentions that this is easy reading fun and blows your mind at what these people did. The narrator is particularly good. DB 26534. The book, Uncommon Friends. Rita's second book is A Christmas Escape by Anne Perry. Recent widower Charles Latterly hopes that a winter holiday trip to Stromboli, a volcanic island in the Tyrrhenian, will help his state of mind. However, with the exception of an orphan teen, his fellow guests are a crabby lot. When a murder occurs, Charles realizes the killer is a guest. Rita says the short 2-hour and 45-minute book is a good, enjoyable mystery. It is read by Jack Fox. DB 83658. The book, A Christmas Escape. Vision Network Group by Phone. Connecting with other people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone with your daily challenges. In these days, when it is hard to leave home, the Macomb Library for the Blind has a solution for you. Our library hosts a Vision Network Group by Phone. On the third Monday of every month at 10 a.m., call the following number: 1-712-770-4700, and when prompted, enter the code 465124. You will be placed into a conference call with patrons of our library. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and for 90 minutes, the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face on a daily basis. Callers share solutions and experiences with one another in a friendly and informal environment. And the best part is, you do not need to leave home to be a part of the group. If you would like more details about the group, please call the library at 586-286-1580. MLBPH Survey. Every 3 years, our library is asked to take a survey of our patrons as a way of getting feedback from our most valued customer, you. Please take a moment to give us your responses to a few questions. There are several alternatives you can pick from to respond. Call us at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. And we will verbally ask you the questions and take down your responses. Complete the survey online at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/MLBPH2020. With the aid of a family member, friend, or caregiver if needed, fill out the questionnaire below and return it in the mail to the library. The questionnaire is designed so you can pull it out of the newsletter, fold it, and mail it back to the library postage free. Please respond to the survey by Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Thank you for your time. Question 1. How did you first learn about our library services? Medical provider, friend or relative, social or rehabilitation worker, public library, website, school, not sure. 2. How do you obtain updated information about the library? Check all that apply. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Newsletter. In Focus, Lansing's Braille and Talking Book Library Newsletter. By calling the library, Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped website, I am unable to obtain updated information. 3. Do you have access to a computer or other personal device such as an iPhone, iPad, Kindle, tablet, Android, and the internet? If no, skip to question number 7. Yes, no. Question 4. If yes, are you registered on BARD, our Braille and Audio Reading Download website? Yes, I use it frequently. Yes, but I cannot use it well enough. No, I prefer to get my audiobooks by mail. No, I do not know how to register for BARD. Not sure what BARD is. 5. Do you post to social media? If no, skip to question 7. Yes? No. 6. If yes, do you use Facebook, Twitter, other? Please specify. 7. In the spring of 2020, during the COVID-19 situation, we used an automated telephone service to call all our patrons with updates on the library. Did you find this help? Yes? No? Unsure of question. 8. How would you rate the overall services provided by the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped? Excellent, good, fair, poor. 9. What services have you used from our library? Check all that apply. Audiobook, audio magazines, audio described movies, DVDs, Braille books, BARD, computer and personal device tutoring, loan of iPad, book discussion group by phone, Vision Network group by phone, Vision Network group meetings held at the library, Braille large print games such as Scrabble, Monopoly, playing cards. 10. Do you have any suggestions on how we can improve our service or offer additional services that might be helpful to you? Please describe. This concludes our survey. Please pull out survey from the newsletter, fold so that the library address is showing free matter for the blind in the top right corner, and mail. To contact the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, please call at 586-286-1580 or toll free 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbph@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. to take your call. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The Macomb Library for the Blind is located inside the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, 48038. This concludes our audio newsletter. You should have also received a print copy of this newsletter in the mail. Please return this audio cartridge by mailing it back to the library in the container provided. Thank you.